Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Turn your magic on. Let me see it say. Everything you want to dream away. We are legends every day.
Every day is a good day. This is a good way for you to start your day. I hope some of you are into the starting routine. That is, we have this opportunity, turns over every 24 hours. Actually, you could back it back. Every hour, every minute, every second, you have a chance to change. You can be different if you want to be. Maybe you don't want to be. Maybe you don't need to be. Maybe you like who you are. I like who I am most of the time. Jennifer Horn, front and center, do you like who you are most of the time?
I do.
How do you like my voice?
I think your voice likes it. I think you've got some frogs.
I don't know, a frog or two,
are you
yes.
Failing hay again?
Called allergies. Well, not yesterday because it was pouring rain. But this is the residual effect of all of the dryness and the pollen that's in the air, the stuff that will destroy this planet sooner or later. According to Stephen Hawking. Oh, by the way.
Death by pollen.
death by pollen. Victoria Keelan is here. What about you? You like yourself?
Oh, yeah. I'm groovy.
Yeah. Groovy. It's a great term. Yeah, the pronouncements of Stephen Hawking suggesting that in 1,000 years there won't be human beings here and we better start learning about living on other planets. I think that's basically what's happened on our planet. There were other planets, not in our solar system, not even probably in our galaxy, but way far away. Planets that over the billions and trillions of years that the universe has been in existence have destroyed themselves. So they figured out how to get away from where they were and they came here.
Well, that sounds like you. I mean, you've said that you don't think 1,000 years from now will be that there will be humans on this planet.
Well, the problem is that we're multiplying ourselves at such a quick rate. We're destroying our ability to produce enough food for everybody. We're depleting the soil and our resources. And so
I blame those stupid Duggars.
Nine
seriously.
Or is that 19
and counting? Yeah. That's literally a show. I don't even understand why people need to have puppy babies. I don't get
it. Well, that's the problem. And they think it's fun or amusing or whatever it is, but it's not. Mm-hmm. It's
so irresponsible.
It's death. It's death. All those, the people, say what you will about the Catholic Church. Jennifer, you and I have had this conversation before. I'm not meaning to be critical of you, but basically, the religions that espouse, the Jewish religion does this, or at least this is the philosophy of Israel. One of the things that I'm going to talk more seriously about, and the people there may not like it too much. I'm going to Israel at the end of December for a week. I'll do the program from there. And one of the things that the serious settlers who come from the rest of the world, and we see it here, if you go to the that section in Los Angeles where all the Hasidic Jews live, they got 8, 9, 10, 12 kids. They just keep popping them out.
That's because they're, I mean, that's not just with Jewish people.
Anybody.
I mean, that's people of faith in general think that they're repopulating the world with like-minded
their faith.
People.
So, right. Catholic, but that's the Catholic philosophy. It's if you live in India.
I thought the Catholics had amended that or they're not as strict about it anymore.
Yeah, they're not as strict about it anymore. But, I mean, again, the church still recommends doing the rhythm method for birth control, which, by the way, not the most effective way.
How does that work, by the way?
Ask a family in my church with 8 kids.
What is it? What do you do?
You count the times of month when you're fertile. So you have a calendar, and you count the times of month when you're fertile. You skip those days, and all the other ones are safe.
Why do they call it the rhythm method?
Because you find the rhythm of your body.
Oh, I always thought it was more about, like, the dude's rhythm.
Yeah, me.
Oh, my God.
I did. No, I really did.
I always thought it was about how you did the mumbo.
Right. Like, I thought it was about his rhythm and knowing when to call it a night.
No.
I actually didn't do
it. Your body rhythm.
Okay.
I'm trying not to be too crass about that, but I thought
not be crass about something like that under the circumstances.
I had no idea, Jen, that it was about tracking a cycle. I had no idea. I really thought it was about the guy.
Yes.
Yeah. Gosh. You guys.
The more you know.
Yes. The more you don't know. I was having
here to enlighten you.
Yes.
Conversation
I learn
about
something every day.
Well, is it as we go through the complexity of this is not about what Stephen Hawking said. For those of you who don't know, he was addressing the Oxford Union. They have I've been in the Oxford Union a couple of times. One year they invited my friend Uri Geller to speak, and Michael Jackson spoke, and I was there for both of those occasions. Some prominent human being speaks every year at an event that's held at Oxford, and I happen to be invited for a couple of reasons, because Uri was there. My daughter was a student there for about 7 years, and so it was really kind of a very interesting reality, and so I'm thinking about Hawking being there, seeing that stage, and speaking to the students about what the reality is for our planet and for the human race. And I think he's correct. I don't agree with a lot of stuff. I mean, you can agree or disagree with things. Sometimes it's based just on your gut feelings. Sometimes it's based on what you know. But I think that 1,000 years is optimistic for the human race, frankly.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look at the way our population will double in the next 150 years. What the hell are we going to do with 12 billion people on this planet? We can't feed the close to 7 billion we got now.
Right.
Look at how many people in our country are starving, and there's no excuse for that. But you go elsewhere around the world, and especially in Africa, portions of Asia, it's probably worse in Africa than anywhere else. Places in South America, there are just more people than can be fed.
I don't know if it's worse in Africa anymore. There's been so much attention for so many years.
Well,
I mean, since the 80s.
But
I mean, like, there's been so much help, and there's been, I don't know. I don't know that, I mean, Africa's not great by any means, but I don't know that it's the worst off.
Where is it worse?
Starving.
Where is it worse?
I think parts of South America, parts of India. I mean, I don't know.
India's horrible. Oh, my
God.
That's
really... Yeah.
And that's where, back to the population thing, they just keep pumping them out. The average family in India is 8 children. Average family in India. 8
But there's also
children.
A lot less people. I mean, there's a lot less resources for people. I mean, in this country, the poor can go and get government help if they don't want to have more babies. But in India, that's just not available, I wouldn't think.
Yeah.
Well, it's something to think about, and that's really what our job is here, is give you something to think
about. Wow, it's you.
Something to think about.
It's okay, right. Everyone. Doug had a Bloody Mary before the show this morning.
kind of sounds like it.
Does it really? All right, what I thought I would do is have a cup of tea and put some brandy in it. You can't find, I don't have any alcohol in my house. I don't think I do anyway. If I do, I don't know where it is. Meredith probably knows where it is. I don't know where it is. So I'd probably settle well for a hot toddy without the alcohol. And that would be, a big cup of tea with some honey in it and lemon, that kind of stuff.
Definitely not a hot toddy.
No. 14 past the hour, DJV, Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the key to happiness? Blogger Michelle Connelly says research shows 2 controllable factors.
First, your circumstances. They're only responsible for 20% of the happiness you have a say in.
Yet this is what most people chase. Money, status, possessions.
Worse yet, it only makes a short-term difference. So what's the real key?
Second, your actions. They create about 80% of the happiness you control, and the effects last longer. What specific actions?
Thinking good things, like being grateful.
Doing good things, like exercising.
Improving yourself, like learning a new skill.
So do something good today for your happiness. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
He has a voice everyone knows, but as a child, he stuttered so badly he refused to speak.
He was functionally mute for 8 years. He finally spoke thanks to a high school teacher who challenged him.
The young man had taken an interest in poetry. He wrote a poem the teacher thought was really good.
So good, the teacher thought it was plagiarized. The only way to prove otherwise was to recite it by memory in front of the whole class.
The young man did it. That day, he started coming out of his shell.
Eventually, he became an actor. You may know him as the voice of Darth Vader in Star Wars.
James Earl Jones turned his biggest weakness into his greatest strength. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer was one of the most punishing runners in NFL history. He led the Miami Dolphins to back-to-back victories in Super Bowl 7 and 8.
You know, you just have 265 pounds of pure, unadulterated dynamite.
Touchdown, Larry Zonka!
So where is Larry Zonka now? Larry hosts Napa's North to Alaska on the NBC Sports Network, featuring his enthusiasm for outdoor sports. He helps raise money for the Outdoor Dream Foundation, sending children with life-threatening illnesses on the hunting and fishing adventures of their dreams. Larry also continues to work closely with the Wounded Warrior Project.
Had an opportunity to go out with some of the Wounded Warriors over the years. That's been a real mind-expanding experience.
Larry Zonka, a real keeper. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Dun, dun. All right, so the Philadelphia 76ers have paid tribute to the 40th anniversary of Rocky, honoring the Rocky movie. So some of the players were there trying to deliver some of the famous quotes. Let's see how they did with that, Kara, will you?
Yo, Adrian! Cut me, Mick. Cut me.
I'm a fighter, not a farmer.
You're going to eat lightning and crack thunder.
Oh, this is going to be... This makes me cringe in my stomach just thinking about this.
It ain't about how hard you can hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. All I want to do is go the distance.
I'm not good at imitations.
No
knock
kidding.
Knock him down. Why don't you try knocking me down?
There's a surprise.
They tried.
Breaking news.
Some of the players from the 76ers. Anyway, it's kind of neat. The Yankees have won an environmental award. What, by leaving New York? What is going on here? All right, Kara, you're the...
leaving New York?
Victoria, you're the resident New Yorker. What's going on with the Yankees?
Well, it's kind of interesting because you don't think of sports teams as being environmentally conscious, but apparently Yankee Stadium...
You don't even think of the Yankees as being conscious at all.
Spoken like a true Red Sox fan.
That's it. Okay, keep going.
The Yankees and the Yankee Stadium, the new Yankee Stadium, are apparently so energy efficient and so green, they won an environmental award from the department, the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation yesterday, and they got an excellence award because they the stadium itself is very energy efficient, and they offer composting and recycling programs for all the guests and the stadium staff, and they basically stave off 4,000 tons of waste from landfills every season, which is great because, you know, all of us here, we talk
about... They can save more than that
landfills
if they just stop playing, baseball. You know, the Yankees, they're...
Well, people love the Yankees. That's not going anywhere. But
I was
going to
say, I don't think they're going away.
Yeah. But all the food sold at Yankee Stadium is sold in recycled containers and drinks and things like that. So go Yankees.
Go Yankees. You suck.